Right. We're on.
Yep.
All right. Good morning. This is a meeting of the Title Setting Board pursuant to Article 40 of Title I CRS. The time is 9:30 a.m. The date is Wednesday, March 2nd, 2016. We're meeting in the Secretary of State's Aspen Room, 1700 Broadway, Denver, Colorado. The Title Setting Board today consists of myself, Suzanne Steyert, Deputy Secretary of State, on behalf of Wayne Williams, Glenn Roper, designee of Attorney General Cynthia Kaufman, and Jason Gellender, designee of the Director of Office of Legislative Legal Services, Dan Carton. Today we are meeting to consider title setting for 9 measures. There are 2 titles for each measure. One is a statement and the other is the statement in the form of a question. Changes adopted by the title board to the first title in the staff draft will be considered adopted for the other title. For anyone who wishes to testify, there's a sign-up sheet on the back table. This hearing is broadcast over the internet from the Secretary's State's website, and public restrooms are located on this floor. When the title board considers a proposed initiative for the first time, the board will follow 3 steps. First, board members may wish to ask questions of the proponents. This is to ensure the board understands the proposal. Then the board will determine if it has jurisdiction to set title. In particular, the board must determine if the measure complies with the single subject rule prescribed in Article 5, Section 155 of the Colorado Constitution and Section 1-40-106.5 Colorado Revised Statutes. This is because the board is prohibited from setting a title for a measure that contains more than one subject. If the board determines it has jurisdiction to set a title, then the board will use a staff-prepared draft. For discussion purposes, a copy of the staff draft is on the table. Generally, we'll take all testimony first, then the board will discuss and vote after all testimony has been completed. A decision is reached by 2 of the 3 members of the board. Please take note we're not concerned with the merits of any proposal here. We are only concerned with setting a title. Furthermore, we're not concerned with any legal or constitutional objections to the measures, except to the extent that such objections relate to the jurisdiction of the board to set titles or to the correctness of the titles and summaries themselves. Anyone who is dissatisfied with the decision of the title board may file a motion for rehearing with the Secretary of State within 7 calendar days. In the interest of brevity, speakers may incorporate remarks made on the record in prior hearings on similar measures, and if necessary, time limits can be imposed on testimony. Today, we have, I think, 9 items on the agenda set for hearing. The first item is 2015-2016, number 93, threshold for voter approval of initiated constitutional amendments. And if the proponent's representative could come forward, introduce yourself and your proponents.
Good morning. My name is Dee Weiser. I'm a part of the law firm.
Start again. My name is Dee Weiser. I'm a partner in the law firm of Butler Snow. I'm here representing the proponents for proposed initiative 93. The designated representatives for the proponents are with me. Greg Brophy and Dan Gibbs are here in the front row.
And on the issue of jurisdiction, do you want to tell us what you believe your single subject is?
Yes, our single subject is to make it more difficult to amend the Colorado Constitution.
And are there any questions by the board for the proponents on the issue of jurisdiction?
No.
Okay. Is there anybody here signed up to testify on this issue? No. All right.
I would move that we find that proposed initiative 2015-16, number 93, has a single subject and that we have jurisdiction to set a title.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Oh, I guess we need a second. I'll second it. And then all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. That takes us to the staff draft. And do you have comments on the staff draft?
I do. Actually, if it's all right, I have a proposal for you, which I will distribute here momentarily.
Thanks.
I'd like to suggest this alternative that would actually, I understand, deviate a little bit from your convention of using the phrase concerning and again the phrase in connection therewith. But I guess my proposal is that those aren't helpful to the understanding of the measure, and that what I would propose is a simpler, more user-friendly measure that would say an amendment to the Colorado Constitution, making it more difficult to amend the Colorado Constitution by requiring at least 55% of the votes cast on a constitutional amendment for it to be approved, and specifying that the increase does not apply to an initiated or referred proposed constitutional amendment that only repeals a provision of the Constitution.
Yeah, we're not real wild about the concerning and in connection therewith either, but it's the format that is specified that we have to use. And I think the only time we've ever deviated from it is when we don't have to connect issues. So, for instance, if this was strictly a 55% and you weren't doing something else that we had to explain in it, then I think there have been times that we have not used that language. But Jason, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but.
Yeah, I think the way you've described it, what we do when it's short enough that we'd just be repeating if we tried to do a separate single subject
right.
And then a trailer.
Yeah. But it's never been something the board's been really attached to either, but it's just the requirement that has been specified by, and we actually went and tried to clean that up in statute a couple years ago, and it didn't pass to give ourselves a little bit more room to offer some plain language solutions, but we didn't get there, so.
Yes, in this context, I still think this is clearly a single subject. You've already determined that, and there really aren't two separate purposes here. There's only one purpose within that, and that's to increase the threshold for those initiative for most initiated constitutional initiated or referred constitutional amendments. And then there's this exception for those that only repeal. So I'd suggest we still should consider a proposal not to use the more legalistic approach to this question, and rather find something that the voters would find more user-friendly.
I think one of the difficulties I have with your suggestion is that, there's the implication that making it more difficult to amend is entirely the single subject, but then you're also listing the exception. Of course, the exception doesn't make it more difficult to do anything. So I don't know that too much, and we've also tended not so much to keep, we've tended to keep our single subjects, I think, a little bit simpler, not so much a statement of the purpose of the amendment as just what it concerns.
What do you think?
Yeah, I'm just trying to find where that language appears and how much leeway we really have.
I don't know if I call it a concern I have, but I think you make a good point that it does not make it more difficult to amend the Constitution.
Thank you. It does not make it more difficult to amend the Constitution for every type of amendment, but only for certain amendments, specifically those that do not seek to repeal a provision of the Constitution.
And so to restate it, the exception is to maintain the current circumstance as to repeals. The only thing that's
right.
Changing here is things that don't repeal. It's a way of defining what the 55% requirement applies to. So it's not a change in current law.
And while we're thinking about this, I do have one quick question, which is, you have the language slightly different in 93 and 94, one saying repeal, one saying adds original language. Is substantively you see those as identical, or is there any difference?
Substantively they are the same,
okay.
Just different ways of coming at the issue.
Okay, so it would also be accurate to just say that you don't have the in whole and part of any provision, so long as you're removing language, you're not subject to the increased percentage of
that's
votes
correct.
Required. Okay.
And so it's jumped ahead a little bit, but when you think about 94, we don't have to have the exception.
Right.
And so if your concern is around that when we get to 94, then we ought to have that conversation again.
I think my question for the other board members would be whether we want to sort of go down the road of, you know, expressing the purpose, or if we just want to say what the thing does. I think Mr. Weiser suggested language of the more difficult to amend is accurate in general. It explains the purpose of the initiative. It may be more persuasive to some people, but it certainly doesn't seem to rise to the level of a catchphrase.
I don't think it's a catchphrase, because I think some people will think that's great and some people will think that's awful, and you're not
right.
suggesting an answer to
that. That's right. We agree with that. We think it's just an accurate descriptor of what the measure does.
Yeah.
In your revision or your proposal, you do not have you don't have the language whether citizen initiated or referred by the General Assembly.
I don't feel strongly about that. If the board prefers that, that would be all right with me. It seemed to me constitutional amendment covers both of those things, which is why I didn't think it was necessary to have it in the title.
So I think my initial inclination is, rather than doing the suggested more difficult language, I would like to tweak the staff draft. I would suggest a single subject that says an amendment to the Colorado Constitution concerning the percentage of votes cast needed to approve a proposed constitutional amendment, which I think makes the point, and then a shortened trailer thereafter.
So I was thinking amendment to the Colorado Constitution making it more difficult to amend the Constitution, and in connection therewith.
That's fine too.
Then we get the purpose up in the top line. I think in connection therewith, then we could do his language that says.
Steve, I think you need to take out concerning the. As well.
Yeah, just. And then increasing the number of votes needed to pass a proposed constitutional amendment and get rid of, I agree, get rid of whether citizen initiated or referred. I don't think that's. Something that the voters would be all that concerned about.
Jason, what was the language you had proposed for that section? Instead of increasing the number of votes needed to pass?
It works a little. So it would just say, it would actually stick with how it is. I do think it's important, maybe not important, but better to state that it's from a majority to 55%. I mean, the vast majority of people, I think, do know that it's a simple majority vote, but it's still a little clear to put it in for the handful that might not. And I think with the last clause, I think we can shorten that and just say, unless the proposed constitutional amendment only removes language from the Constitution. Because I think when you say repeals a provision, it doesn't include that possibility of just taking out a few words. It sort of suggests that you're repealing a whole subsection or paragraph or something.
So So you're saying instead of repeals, a provision removes language?
Yeah, that only, unless the proposed, yeah, I'm sorry, I was going to say only removes language from the Constitution.
Instead of number of votes, do we need to say percentage
of votes? Yes. That's on line
three. The third line?
Yep.
And I think when you read a moment ago, you said approve instead of pass.
Yeah, and I don't feel strongly about that. To me, pass is just a little... You know, I feel like there's a concurrent resolution. If it's referred, the General Assembly passes it, then the people approve it, and this deals with that second requirement. So I think it's a little clearer to me, but I don't feel strongly about it at all.
At the risk of beating a dead horse, I wonder if we could consider striking the in connection therewith. I didn't understand there to be a statutory requirement that caused us to have to do that?
I don't think it's statutory. It's just that the case law has, you know, consistently been in that format. And the only time we've ever deviated from that format is when we didn't have to do a trailer.
Yeah.
So when it was so simplistic that it was like a three line. And I think we just, as a board, sort of hesitate to do anything very different just because these are, you know, so heavily litigated, but I mean, I suppose if you want to give it a shot, I don't know how the other board members feel about it.
It seems to me that if we said, instead of in connection where therewith, we say by increasing, and then let's see, I've got to go down further. Just by increasing, I think that should do it.
Well, I think he's right in the sense that, I mean, if we're going to go away from the concerning, then we're doing that, so we can just say we might as well just make it one sentence, especially now we don't have an and since I've gone with that unless language.
Right.
Okay.
So, I mean, if we are going to do it that way, then I'd just say I think that's right. Make it more difficult to amend the Colorado Constitution by increasing. I think that's fine. Do we want to, should I move that we adopt those for now so we can look at them?
Sure.
I move that we adopt the changes as shown on the screen.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. So the way it reads now is an amendment to the Colorado Constitution, making it more difficult to amend the Colorado Constitution by increasing the percentage of votes needed to pass a proposed constitutional amendment from a majority to at least 55% of the votes cast, unless the proposed constitutional amendment only removes language from the Constitution.
I would put a comma between cast and unless.
I think that's fine.
Okay.
All right.
All right. I would move that we set the title for proposed initiative 2015-16 number 93 as we've amended the staff draft, and it now appears on the screen.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. That takes us to proposed initiative 2015-2016 number 94. And if you want to, again, just... introduce yourself for the record and your proponents, and then if you can just...
Yes, for the record, my name is D. Weiser. I'm a partner in the law firm of Butler Snow. I'm here representing the proponents. The designated representatives are here with me today, Greg Brophy and Dan Gibbs.
All right. And I know we talked about this last time, but can you just tell us the difference between these two?
Yes, I think this just comes at it the same issue a different way and requires the 55% approval process for any amendment that, any proposed amendment that adds words or numbers to the Constitution and is silent about the repeal language, but the effect would be the same. And so I think the single subject is the same. And I'd like to think that we could start with the drafting from 93 for 94.
So I'm not real wild about asking this question because I don't know based on the position that was taken in a case last year whether it has any effect, but we can't set title. I mean, we have to distinguish titles from other titles. And so when we have two titles that are essentially the same effect, we can't set title. And so, you know, we've asked in the past whether the proponents intend to circulate more than one. And, you know, based on that, we've gone ahead and set title.
Our intention is only to circulate one, so we will make a choice after today about direction.
Okay. I don't know if that satisfies.
It does.
The board. Okay.
And I also think that, you know, the language is, can be different enough that at the end, and I do have the proposal for the language.
Real quick, Mr. Weiser, when you say you would intend only circulate one, you mean only one between 93 and 94, or one between, you know, this whole series of similar?
It is my belief that we will circulate only one between 93 and 97.
Okay.
But we will make a choice after today.
Well, I think we'll let that float for a while because I don't think the choice comes until after rehearing and appeal. And
right.
So, but when it comes time to circulate, I guess that's really where the choice has to sort of be a finality to it. And just so you understand the circumstances, last year or 2 years ago, we had some initiatives that went up. One of them came back before the other group. And so they started to circulate on the one, but that wasn't their preferred initiative. And so we were potentially going to have, you know, another petition circulating after that just for timing's sake. And so that was where the concern was about circulating two petitions with the same effect, basically.
So. I understand the concern. I do think there will be enough difference in language, as Mr. Gallander said, that we could probably get past that anyway, but that's not our plan.
All right, go ahead, Jason.
Okay, well, first, I guess we should see if anyone else wants to talk about single subject.
Sure, is there anyone else signed up on this one? No, okay.
Then I would move that we find that proposed initiative 2015-16 number 94 has a single subject and that we have jurisdiction to set a title.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I think ready to make a suggestion on the language. I think what we do is just after the word cast on line 3, simply add the language for any proposed amendment that adds words or numbers to the Colorado Constitution.
I was going to ask, is there something you add other than words or numbers? Can we just say adds?
Well, it's, I thought about in drafting saying emoticons or symbols, we really were trying to distinguish something that adds a concept to the Constitution as opposed to repealing a concept. So that's why we ended up with that phrase.
I'm just thinking it just adds. Do we have to say, I mean, if it adds anything, right?
Except that the measure itself uses these words. So it would be an accurate description to use that.
Right.
I mean, my thought was new text instead of words or numbers, but.
Yeah. And actually, in fairness, we have had initiatives brought to the board that are like diagrams and things.
Well, but that would require 55%, right? Or no?
Right. No,
not the way we have it. Unless there are numbers in it. If it's just a picture, I don't think so.
So you could add a picture with a majority.
Yeah, apparently.
Be careful.
So at any rate, are we comfortable with the language as is, or do we want to change something?
That's fine. If, you know, potentially you could add a cartoon.
I'm okay as is, because I think that reflects the text of the proposed amendment.
Okay.
Right. In that case, I would, well, I...
Let me read it. Oh.
So first, I'd move that we just adopt the changes to the staff draft as shown on the screen.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. So the way it reads is an amendment to the Colorado Constitution, making it more difficult to amend the Colorado Constitution by increasing the percentage of votes needed to pass the proposed constitutional amendment from a majority to at least 55% of the votes cast for any proposed amendment that adds words or numbers to the Colorado Constitution.
I guess the only thing is, it's minor. Do we think we need the last Colorado since we said it twice already?
I don't think so. I'm not sure we need the second one.
Well, we had the second one in number 93.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think it makes sense there, but I don't care either way, really, but it just seems a little much.
Yeah, I'm fine taking it out.
All right. Ready for a motion?
Sure.
All right. I would move then that we set the title for proposed initiative 2015-16 number 94 as we've amended the staff draft, and it now appears on the screen.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. That takes us to 2015-2016 number 95.
Again, for the record, D. Weiser with the law firm Butler Snow representing the proponents. I have the designated representatives with me today, Greg Brophy and Dan Gibbs. If I might, I have some suggested draft up here as well. Again, we could probably start with the drafting from one of the prior initiatives, but this one is slightly different because in addition to the 55% requirement, it also includes the geographical distribution of signatures required on a petition, which is why I've offered this alternative to you. But since the approval process here is similar to 94, we might start with your 94 drafting and amend from there.
Yeah, except we altered that to make it simplistic. I don't know. Steve, can you bring out just the... leave the connection there with, and then bring in the what we agreed on the maybe the first one. Does this use words and numbers?
The second one,
I think it does.
Words or numbers? Okay, so use the second one.
We should probably find we have jurisdiction first, too.
Oh, sure. Go ahead. Is anybody here signed up to speak on this? No? Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
All right. I would move that we find the proposed initiative 2015-16 number 95 has a single subject and that the board has jurisdiction to set a title.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Again, I'd suggest that using the convention of concerning and connection therewith here is not necessary, and to use the same approach we have in the prior two, saying it's in order to make it more difficult to amend the Constitution would be simpler, easier to understand, and accurately describe the measure.
Breaking from all kinds of tradition. It's really hard for me. Oh my God.
It's a new day.
You know, I think we're getting far enough afield here with multiple provisions that I would just as soon keep things in the manner in which we normally do them.
Okay.
My thought would be work on the second language in the second half and see, you know, if that, because we may be able to shorten that somewhat.
Yes.
Yes, if you look at my drafting on that point, I just suggested that we would say by requiring signatures from at least 2% of the registered electors in all 35 state Senate districts across Colorado before a constitutional amendment can appear on the ballot.
So I think the first thing is I would suggest that we strike the specifying the boundaries of in registered electors stuff, because
right.
I think that's detail that's not necessary for a title.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
And again, we can also strike the whether citizen initiated or referred language on lines 11 and 12.
You can go all the way to the end since we already have that up top. You can get rid of words and number. Yeah, get rid of the part in between. You can get rid of the words and number, that whole in between section, because you already have it up top.
We just adopt what we've done so far so we can
sure.
see it a little better. We need a motion for that, or can we
yeah.
just do
well,
that?
I don't know. No, we can just let's just collapse it.
I wonder if the board would consider if you want to keep concerning in connection therewith. I wonder if you might move making it more difficult to amend the Colorado Constitution up to after concerning,
right.
and then strike the process for amending the Colorado Constitution.
I'm fine with that.
Just go back to no, just move back
yeah.
to Constitution there.
Hello.
There we go. And then strike the process for amending the Colorado Constitution.
We get rid of the by. Yeah.
I don't really like concerning making.
No.
Yeah.
Well, now we're back to...
Yeah, now we're back to getting rid of...
I guess we can. I mean, there is... No one's going to force us to do the in connection therewith, although I don't know that we want everyone arguing that we shouldn't do it when we have things where the various trailer provisions aren't quite as tightly connected to the single subject.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do we need something after the semicolon in line 4? Does there need to be an and there, or?
Yeah, well, I think we could remove the semicolon.
Maybe that's
the rate we're going. And do an and. One thing that I do think is significant is I think the staff draft did a good job, and it's a little bit awkward in the language, but I do think it's fairly important to note that we're not superseding the 5% statewide requirement. We're adding an additional requirement to that, because there are people who are familiar that the existing requirement is 5% of the votes cast for Secretary of State, and the way this title is written now, it looks like this 2% could be replacing it rather than being in addition to it, which is what I understand the initiative does.
That's correct.
And which, so I think the language of the staff draft is still up there. Sorry, it's going to take me a second. It talked about in the course of gather, what I would suggest is, and it's not great, but after signed by at least 2% of the registered electors in each state senate district, I would add, in the course of gathering the minimum number of signatures statewide that is currently required. And I'm happy to take suggestions on how to make that language a little bit better. I put quite a bit of effort into trying to come up with a better way to do it last night and wasn't very successful, so. There are a lot of smart people around.
The staff draft listed the 2% requirement before the 55% requirement. Yeah. And in a way, that makes sense logically because you do the petition before the vote. I don't know that I feel strongly about that, but just reading here, you know, you read you need a 55% vote, and then following that, you know, reading about the petition.
I do think it's helpful to do that and to sort of clearly distinguish that the first requirement is really only applying to citizen-initiated, obviously, and then the second requirement applies to all of them. And, you know, I don't know that we need to say both citizen-initiated or General Assembly referred like we had before. I think we can just probably say any, but I do want to make that clear.
Can we see how it would look if we move the petition piece before the vote piece?
Steve, on line five, I think you can take out by law, partly because law tends to refer to the statute since it's actually a constitutional requirement, plus we save a couple of words. And on line six, that A, that's the second word I'd replace with any.
So still beating this horse. Do you think you still need in connection therewith?
Maybe. Let's finish out this thought on how to clean up the 2%.
I'd also add,
because it's just such a different standard that in the course of gathering the minimum number, that 2% might actually be more than the 5%.
That's true. We responded to review and comment question about that and did redrafting along those lines.
Right, because 2% of total registered is going to be all your actives and inactives. And then the 5% of who votes for Secretary of State is going to be based on
a low turnout.
Yeah.
Secretary of State election could result in the 5% being less.
Yeah, so It kind of implies now that 2% of this minimum number, when in fact 2% could be more than the minimum number.
Is the,
that's true.
The 2%, that applies to each district?
Each Senate district.
2%
so,
from each district so as opposed to
yeah,
count them all up and it's got to be at least 2%.
2% of each district, so.
So do you think, Gavin, do you think on line 4 you just want to say gathering at least?
Yeah, maybe, and then get rid of that minimum number of signatures required. I in some ways, I don't think it's very helpful because that number.
Well, fine. So what we're saying is we're requiring 2% from each Senate district, and we're requiring the 5% statewide based on the Secretary of State vote.
Right.
So there, it's sort of the greater.
Yeah.
Well,
of the two.
Sort of.
Sort of.
Because if 2% is less than the 5%, you still have to get 2% in each.
Right, but the 5%, but the 2% alone isn't sufficient.
Yeah, I guess I'd suggest we don't have to
nor
deal with the
5% alone.
I don't think we have to deal with the 5% because we're not changing that.
Well, see, that's sort of my.
Describe what our change is.
That was kind of my point too. I don't know that we need to talk about the minimum number of signatures statewide. Because we're not changing it, it's not in the, and it's really not potentially much of a change.
Well, if the 2% comes out lower than the 5%, then it is a change. You're actually
You still need the 5% though. If the 2% comes out lower, you still need the 5%.
Right, I know that, and that's what I'm trying to reflect in the title, so people don't think that you don't.
I misunderstood what you're saying. But again, I think your duty is to describe what the measure does. The measure doesn't change to the 5%.
I mean, we can just say in addition to other requirements, it must be signed by at least 2%.
I'd rather just not mention it if we're just going to do that because it doesn't add anything.
I mean, I look back at referendum O, which obviously wasn't before you, but set by the General Assembly. And the title there just said, requiring a minimum number of signatures for a proposed initiative to amend the Constitution to be gathered from residents of, in that case, each congressional district, and didn't describe anything about the 5%.
I think I'll defer to the election expert on the board, Madam Chair.
Well, I don't think it's really helpful language because it's implying that there's this other minimum and it's the differential is not necessarily, we're not comparing 2% to 5% in an apples to apples way. We're comparing a 2% of an apple to a 5% of an orange. You know, I mean, those numbers are just completely different. It's not a straight up 2 to 5. So I just don't know how to describe it in a way that would be helpful without getting into a lot of detail that I don't want to get into.
Okay.
And that's why I would just say end it after who reside in each state Senate district.
Mayor to require.
Yeah, might need some changes, but.
You know, I think we still have a choice. I think we either put concerning back in or we just go with what Mr. Weiser and the proponents would like and get rid of in connection therewith and just do it the way we've done the others.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Okay.
Getting rid of.
Let's do it then. So let's take out the comma and replace the end with a by.
Can we take out the term total on the third line? My worry is that having total in there makes it sound like you do it across the state as opposed to district by district.
Yeah, I think they did that because it includes active and inactive, but they didn't. The average person's not going to know that.
I think that's right.
I think on line 5, I would just, since it's repetitive, replace for any proposed with just if the amendment.
Okay.
On line 2, can we say any petition instead of a petition?
And the way it reads now is an amendment to the Colorado Constitution making it more difficult to amend the Colorado Constitution by requiring that any petition for a citizen-initiated constitutional amendment be signed by at least 2% of the registered electors who reside in each state Senate district and increasing the percentage of votes needed to pass any proposed constitutional amendment from a majority to at least 55% of the votes cast if the amendment adds words or numbers to the Constitution.
Okay. Ready for a motion?
Sure.
All right. I move that we set the title for proposed initiative 2015-16 number 95 as we've amended it and as it appears on the screen.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. That takes us to proposed initiative 2015-2016, number 96.
Again, for the record, I'm Dee Weiser with the law firm Butler Snow, representing the proponents. With me today are the designated representatives, Greg Brophy and Dan Gibbs. If I might, I would suggest we begin with the drafting from 95, because this is substantially similar to 95.
Is there anyone here who wishes to speak on this proposed initiative? Jason, you want to do the...
Sure. I move that we find that proposed initiative 2015-16 number 96 has a single subject, and then we have jurisdiction to set a title.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So the difference here is that the adding words or numbers doesn't appear in the text, but rather we have the exception for measures which only repeal. So it's like 94 in that respect.
93.
Or 93.
Yeah.
Maybe pull up our 93.
Well, no, I would. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, so you just have to strike the if the amendment adds words or numbers, which on lines 5 and 6. We'll keep the comma after cast.
and one from the after constitution.
There you go.
Perfect.
Is that a typo or your cursor by the V? Okay.
So it reads now, kind of combining our thoughts from the last questions, an amendment to the Colorado Constitution making it more difficult to amend the Colorado Constitution by requiring that any petition for a citizen-initiated constitutional amendment be signed by at least 2% of the registered electors who reside in each state Senate district, and increasing the percentage of votes needed to pass any proposed constitutional amendment from a majority to at least 55% of the votes cast, unless the proposed constitutional amendment only removes language from the Constitution. Do you have any comment on it, Mr. Weiser?
I think that's fine.
Okay. All right. I move that we set the title for proposed initiative 2015-16 number 96 as we've amended the staff draft and as it appears on the screen.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That takes us to proposed initiative 2015-2016, number 97.
Again, for the record, D. Weiser with the law firm Butler Snow on behalf of the proponents, and with me today are the designated representatives, Greg Brophy and Dan Gibbs. We could start with the drafting from 96 and just deal with the signature distribution requirement.
And is there anyone present who wishes to speak on this issue? Jason, you want to make a jurisdiction?
Sure. I move that we find the proposed initiative 2015-16 number 97 has a single subject and the board has jurisdiction to set a title.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
So you could put a period after Senate district on line 4.
Yeah, this kind of takes me back to my problem with the subject in this. I mean, I guess we all know that does make it more difficult, but is that always the case?
I think if you have to send petitioners.
I mean, I know it makes it more difficult, but.
To send petitioners to Ray and Olathe and places like that, it's going to be
maybe
a little more difficult than standing on the 16th Street Mall.
Yeah, my issue is almost that I don't know if that's really necessarily the single subject when you're not tying it to also having a higher threshold.
I would be.
It might randomly happen.
I think in the interest of simplicity, and, you know, our practice has typically been not so much to state the purpose of these things, but to state what they do.
Right.
I would just say an amendment to the Colorado Constitution requiring that any petition.
That's what I was going to suggest. That we just. You have any thoughts on that?
I'd prefer the other approach, obviously.
Steve, could you just pull up the title we set for 93, please? I just want to see it for a second. I do think one issue is that I don't see a necessarily a rational basis for not saying more difficult at 97 if we set it for 93 and 94, which also have only one requirement.
Well, the requirement is just a little bit more clear that that's what it is doing.
Okay.
Where I think in the one that we're in 97, it may randomly happen. That you have 2% from every.
I don't
think that's true, but it'd be more difficult in the sense of you'd have to confirm that it's true, which you wouldn't.
Well, you have to send someone out.
We'd
to
have
the
to confirm
four
it was
corners
true.
Of the state.
I think it is more difficult. As we've gotten calls from people on both the right and the left about this, I think they are saying that it will be more difficult to get matters on the ballot if you have to go out to all parts of the state to gather signatures.
Right.
And in fact, paying signature circulators, it's going to be more expensive to pay a circulator to stand in Olathe trying to gather signatures than to stand on the 16th Street Mall. So I can't think of the circumstance where it's not more difficult to gather signatures statewide.
Yeah, I just think we're making more of a value judgment on this one than we would be on one where the percentages are simply different. But yeah, I mean, maybe when we go back and if
I'm just go briefly counter that. In that sense, then if it's so much more obvious for 93 and 94, then I would argue we don't need the more difficult language in those two.
We might not. I'd be okay if you want to reconsider those two and take that out.
I'm fine with that.
I guess I think for all of them, it's still correct that this will be a more difficult process than if you left the law as it is today.
And that language is in the text of the
yes
proposed amendment. I think I would probably be inclined to leave it in all of them. But don't feel super strongly about it.
Notwithstanding consistency being the hobgoblin of simple minds or whatever, I think I'm okay with that.
With?
Keeping it in. I think if we keep it in for 93 and 94, we should keep it in for 97.
Okay. All right, we can go back to 97.
Thank you, Steve. We're ready to go, we think.
Sure. It reads, an amendment to the Colorado Constitution making it more difficult to amend the Colorado Constitution by requiring that any petition for a citizen-initiated constitutional amendment be signed by at least 2% of the registered electors who reside in each state Senate district.
That's acceptable to us.
Okay. I would move that the board set the title for proposed initiative 2015-1697 as we've amended it. It now appears on the screen.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. That takes us to proposed initiative 2015-2016, number 87.
Yes, and we're going to switch out the OLS representative.
Will you come back and do the ballot title and submission, or is that just wondering about my designated representatives, whether they have to stay for the, or was your, are we done with these now?
We're done.
Thank you.
Is your rep here? Do you want to take a break?
What's up?
Sharon here?
I don't see her.
Okay. We're going to take a break. We're going to switch out our rep from OLLF. So.